I went last night to the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo with James McDonough, a friend of mine, a priest that I think some of you have met from time to time. The reason we went was James's nephew, Keith, was taking part in a talent competition organised by Ocean FM Radio. I knew nothing about it really or what was involved. My understanding now is that they held auditions a month or so ago. 90 acts auditioned, 26 were selected. 13 of them took part in a semi-final last night in Sligo, another 13 in Donegal next week, and the final in a fortnight's time. It was a very well presented and produced show, very enjoyable, with great talent on display, singing and dancing and music. I suppose it was music that Keith brought to the stage. He played along with an older man who was playing the guitar. Keith played the tin whistle. He began his piece with a slow air. Then it livened up a little bit, and the man on the guitar sang a chorus of a song and a verse. And then it finished up with a very lively and, I'm told, intricate jig. It was a lovely piece of music and lovely to hear. I'm no judge or no expert in Irish music, but it sounded very good to the ear. And afterwards, Keith was among three of those who were selected by the judges to go forward to the final, and I was pleased for him. When working home in the car, I was talking to James and he to me about today and about St. Patrick's Day and about what we might say at Mass to you and to his own people in Ballymote. And we chatted and I said, oh, if I was you, James, I'd tell them about Keith. You relate it to yourself, you're down there, I'm thinking of that now. I said, I'd tell them about Keith. I said, you know, and you probably won't. He said, well, sure you can. And what am I saying about Keith? I'm saying he has a talent, as all those who took part in that show last night had talent. Where did it come from? It came, I believe, from his grandfather, a man called Funny McDonough, that Keith never knew, never spoke to, never heard a word from. But he has heard recordings of his music. And it came through his mother Mary and his uncle James and other members of the family that have the bit of music in them. Where did it come from? Again, from that generation beyond. Literally beyond the grave now, beyond eye's vision. But it struck me as incredible that this young lad was able to interpret and breathe into a whistle, a tin whistle, the music of a man he never met. And I believe there's a link here today. We are celebrating the Feast of St. Patrick. You could say the grandfather we've never met. We've never spoken to him. We've never stood beside him. We've never walked or talked with him. But today we're telling his story. We're singing his song. We're whistling his tune. That is the challenge of our generation. What enabled Keith to inherit his grandfather's gift of music? I believe it was probably his own parents' respect for it. His dad, like myself, probably wouldn't be particularly musical, but he respected the gift that was in the house. They brought music into the house. I'm sure left the odd tin whistle lying round, the odd fiddle, the odd tune here and there. And in time, Keith began to pick these up and maybe to play with them, to wonder what they were about. In other words, the gift was encouraged. And it seems to me that this gift of faith, we must do likewise with it. We must leave lying around the house the tools of faith. A rosary bead, a holy picture, a holy water font, a word of encouragement here and there, so that we pass on to the next generation this gift we received from another. I believe that's what it's about today. See this young boy down here, my most recent baptism, I think, in Arler. He is depending on the two of ye to tell him this story. You know that. He's depending on us to tell him this story. And we must put the tools of faith in front of people. We must leave them literally lying around the house, that they're picked up, and that with them the new generation becomes familiar. I think there's a message here. I believe there's a message here. On this Feast of Patrick, whatever way we celebrate it, let us renew ourselves and deepen ourselves in the faith. I invite you to think quietly of your own faith and of the ways that you and I may share it and hand it on to a new generation.